This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers.
It's very dangerous.
Women out there.
There's a lot of what you're seeing border to border. Attacks on me,
and
quite
let me
frankly,
do something
are
about
attacks on
that.
Science.
There we go. All right, that works better. And don't forget that you can also go over to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. All right, joining us right now, we have from the panhandle of Florida, the man himself. It would be Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
Mr. Man.
I'll tell you what. We're going to... Okay, bye, everybody. Bye. That was the thing that I didn't want to play that came on right there. How do you like that?
Hey, I was going to just say that you were hacked.
Yeah, well, I was. I was hacked by Dr. Fauci.
Not a good person to get hacked by.
No, little Dr. Fauci hacked me. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's try this again. Kamala Harris snapped at a reporter yesterday who asked her a very simple question, and she didn't like the question.
¿Cómo le responde usted a él?
I said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked... I'm not finished. I said I'm going to the border. And also, if we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border, to flee to the border. And that is the root causes. So my first trip as Vice President of the United States was to go, in terms of a foreign trip, to Guatemala, to be on the ground there, to address and to be informed of the root causes. Why are the people of Guatemala leaving?
Do you have a date?
¿Tiene una fecha para su viaje a la frontera para ver la situación con sus propios ojos?
I will keep you posted. I have to...
Now, I'll tell you this much. She snapped real quick at this reporter who had a very serious look on her face when she was asking her these questions. I don't think the reporter cared for Kamala's tone either.
No, I don't care whether she was giggling when she asked the question. The fact is, Kamala Harris's demeanor was inappropriate for the Vice President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the question of why she hasn't been to the border is a good question.
Yep.
And her answer was insufficient. It doesn't take much to get on Air Force Two and get your butt down to Texas, or your butt down to Arizona, or your butt down to California, or your butt down to New Mexico, and see the border firsthand. You know, just go do it. The optics alone would have said, okay, I'm taking responsibility for this.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's getting to the point where the entire world is seeing her do everything but what she has been asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in my, you know, when I look at that, if the President of the United States says, you know what, I want you to address the border. I want you to address that issue. And all of a sudden the media is saying, when are you going to go to the border? Tomorrow. That's mm-hmm. the answer. I'm getting on a plane and going tomorrow just to take a look at it so I can see it firsthand for myself. But no, I'm going to go down to Guatemala. And what did she say when she was in Guatemala? She told the leader of that country that the reason people are leaving is because of inept government and corruption there.
Yeah.
And then said it's about climate change. So what kind of diplomat goes to a foreign land, insults a leader, infers that a theory, and climate change is a theory, people, I'm sorry, it's just not, it's not something that's settled science.
Nope.
They like to say
nope.
that, but it's not. You know, then a theory is the issue. Oh, and by the way, you suck at leading your country. And then you go back to your country and say, well, you know, I've addressed the issue without even being down to what the issue's about.
Mm-hmm.
She was a horrible pick for vice president. Mm-hmm. Democrats said they didn't want her during the primaries, which made her the first person to drop out of the race.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, have you noticed that Democrats like to recycle people that the people have already rejected?
Yes. Yep, they do it all the time. By the way, Governor Greg Abbott in Texas said that they're going to pick up the building of Trump's border wall in Texas. The governor said that after having a summit with members of leaders from the counties down there along the border in Texas as well as around Texas. We're being told it's not quite that easy to do because the feds have got to give him permission to do so because they actually own the border.
Well, there's domain on the border because of the purview of the border falls to the federal government. But that doesn't mean that the state can't take land 1 foot away from where that line is.
Mm-hmm.
And build a wall. So you've got a federal easement. I care. We're going to build outside of your federal easement because we happen to be the state. Now, they could also nullify that. And I'd love to see the states start being absolutely
okay.
Nullification, my friend.
All right, yep, we've been talking about that. Okay, hold the fort there, Frank. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch. And I'm telling you, more and more of these states are getting wind of what they can do. And we'll get into all of that when we come back. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. By the way, that number is a combined total of not only terrestrial but also internet and satellite listeners, and there are some nights when it's more than that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Nissan, several locations to serve you. I'll tell you where they're at here in a minute. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the Midwest, and all the way as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Yep, actually had some that happen one time that I know of. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. They're up 21% in value since the last couple of months, and you can upgrade your ride now. By the way, you might be able to trade your vehicle in, have extra money in your pocket, and be able to go take a vacation somewhere in that new vehicle that you get. How about that? Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals on your vehicles. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And you can check out the all-new Rogue 2, the hottest SUV on the planet. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. All righty, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and podcast. And good morning again, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, I want to talk about unification because we really struck a nerve there because, nullification rather, because we really struck a nerve there when we were finishing this last little piece up there. But people don't quite understand what the 10th Amendment and nullification is all about. So maybe we should just take a minute or so to explain that.
Yeah, and the genesis comes in, and this is why the founding documents and the argument around the Constitution and the founding documents is so important to understand. Another reason why the education system has failed miserably in teaching history. This is the argument of federalism versus anti-federalism. And there was a great, and you've got the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers. And people who were arguing the anti-federalist point of view were arguing it for instances just like we're existing in today, where the federal government has grotesquely overstepped its authority per the Constitution and infringed on the 10th Amendment, which leaves all of the powers that are not specifically enumerated in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to the states. And what that was setting up is the fact that the government closest to you was going to be the government that was the one that was more in your life, and the government farthest away from you was going to be the government that was least in your life. The federal government is not charged with a whole lot of stuff when you read the Constitution. What's happened is they've bastardized their authority by expanding it into a bureaucratic system, and that's, we can lay the blame right at Woodrow Wilson's feet for that. And to a lesser extent, FDR, and to even a lesser extent, LBJ and Obama. You know, but the Commerce Clause is another thing the decision on the Commerce Clause was a horrible decision. Mm-hmm. It allowed the federal government to encroach upon states' sovereignty. And now, when you look at your tax bill, you see that the overwhelming, not in Florida and places that don't have state taxes, don't have state income taxes, but when you look at your bill, like up in Illinois, your federal income tax bill is gigantic, and your state income tax bill is very, very little.
Right.
That needs to be flipped on its head, and the only way that can happen is if states and the state legislatures, the state executive branches, start saying, you know what, we're invoking the 10th Amendment, and we're using nullification to say this federal law is outside the purview of what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights states, and we're not recognizing that federal law. Well, the federal government's going to say, well, we're going to take you to court. They're going to take it to federal court, and the federal court's going to side with the federal government. But the states have to have the wherewithal to say, mm-hmm, I don't care. We're not doing it. And in order for states not to feel pain because they have the guts to stand up and say, this is what we're going to do, and it's per the Constitution, is to make sure they can't get hurt before they invoke nullification. And that means getting some decent legislators together and making sure that you keep the lion's share of the tax dollars inside your state.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that when the federal government says, we're not going to give you money for roads, okay, we don't need it. We're going to take care of our own roads. Get out of here. Well, we're not going to give you money for this. We don't need it. We're keeping what we would send to you, so you can't bail out California and bail out New York and bail out Illinois. We're keeping it here because Floridians are going to take care of Floridians. Texans are going to take care of Texans. You know, this is the way it was supposed to be, and that's why every state was supposed to be different, and that's why every state has a sovereign constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to stop the federal government from doing what it's doing? Starve it to death. Mm-hmm. Keep your money home. Figure out how to do that. You get the big minds out there to figure out how to do that so the federal government can't hurt the states, and we're back to where we were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
50 separate sovereign states banded together by a common theme, where the federal government takes care of enemies, domestic enemies, does international things, and makes sure that interstate commerce is on a fair playing field. Then Nancy Pelosi can't do her turtle tunnels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, for what it's worth, here we go again. Senate Democratic leaders, including Nancy Pelosi, have rebuked Ilhan Omar for comparing the U.S. and Israel to terrorists, as her squad members gave her support, including AOC. And they're trying to get Nancy Pelosi's trying to get Omar to back off what she said and lighten the message a little bit. I'm not sure if she's going to do that. I heard yesterday she did, but when I took a look at the message, it didn't show it to my way of thinking.
Yeah, no, they said they asked for a clarification in a very carefully worded letter. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, this is why Republicans in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, suck with a capital S, Matt.
Yeah.
This is the opportunity of a lifetime to jam a wedge between the radical left element of that party and the Democrat base.
Yep.
They should be antagonizing this problem like you cannot believe to make sure this argument stays very, very potent, because that's going to, she's got a slim margin in the House. If you can get the squad and you can get and the Pelosi Democrats, if you can get them arguing, things don't pass.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines real quick here. Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, Governor Rick Scott said that you really, the first thing you have to be able to do to run for office is to be able to raise money. Now, I don't think that's right. So how many people are going to be able to raise money? Thank you.
Okay, well, unfortunately, the political system in America is set up that way.
Yeah, you could have the greatest idea in the world.
Yep.
You could be the most potent politician on the face of the planet, and if you don't have any money in the United States, you're not going to get heard.
Yep.
It's not about saying that's a prerequisite for running for office. It's a prerequisite for getting heard in today's political system. So yeah, if you don't have the wherewithal to garner some support with money, your campaign is dead in the water out of the gate.
Yeah, and what people don't realize is that just because you see a candidate on television or on radio, once they are candidates and they announce officially, and we're into the official election, not the primary end of it, but the official election, they have to pay to be on the air.
Yeah, you got to pay to be on the air, and there's different revenue streams that come in. It's a very complicated web that they've woven for themselves.
Yep.
You know, as we saw in Georgia, you have a Senate race that's sovereign to the people of Georgia, and jackasses from California are writing $100,000 checks.
Yeah. Can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, now I got one more question to ask you here. This is from American Seminole. He says, whose tunnel is Turtle Pelosi crawling in?
This goes back to a couple of Congresses back where she allocated, I believe it was $10 million for tunnels to go under the freeway because turtles were crossing over the freeway.
Yeah.
So she literally built tunnels for turtles out there that were specific to these. I have nothing against turtles, but I don't think it was a proper use of federal dollars. You know, if the Turtle Conservatory wants to build a tunnel for the turtles, God bless them, I'll donate.
I hope.
But it's not a proper use of tax dollars.
Oh, that thought. By the way, folks, they also did it for the deer and the wildlife, and they also did it for cattle going from one pasture to another on the other side of the road. They built these tunnels underneath for the cows to go across. They did a lot of it in Texas. Go out there, take a drive. You'll see what I'm talking about. I'll be right back with Frank Silvato.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 5% increase in the Consumer Price Index grabbed headlines on Thursday, indicating inflation. Inflation really hurts lower-income families as they have less disposable income to cover the extra costs. Since the last year of the Trump administration, milk and cigarettes are up over 7%, bacon is 13% more expensive, and the one we all know, gasoline. A gallon of gas is now 56.2% more expensive. The European Union is joining the latest calls by the United States and Australia for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. On Friday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that it's necessary for the World Health Organization to launch an independent and impartial probe.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Mr. President, welcome you to Cornwall.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shared some time with reporters after their bilateral meeting on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir, and that's our buddy Mark Walters. You'll hear him Sunday nights on many of these same stations from 8 to 11 with the big monster cast of Armed American Radio, and he'll have a lot to say this week. I know. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Everglades Equipment Group, if you're within the sound of my voice right here in the state of Florida, there's 6 dealerships that you could be hearing me talking about right now, but I'm just going to talk about the company in general. Everglades Equipment Group, you need good, reliable equipment? Got it. Fair prices? Got it. Extraordinary services? Got it. You break it, they can fix it. And oh, by the way, you want to rent something? You want to lease something? You're in the heavy equipment business, or you're a contractor or something like that? They got that too. So that's Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. Check them out today. Check them out today. And don't forget that coming up in about 10 minutes, we got the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Going to be a lot to talk about there, too. But right now, we have from UndergroundUSA.com, Frank Salvato. And Frank, thanks for sticking around.
Absolutely. Anytime and always.
Now, I got a call earlier from Atlanta, a caller in Atlanta, first-time caller. And he was telling me that there's basically no programs in Atlanta at night that are live that take any calls like what we're doing, talking about the Constitution and talking about America and giving the caller an opportunity to vet a little bit. And he said I was the only show that did that. And I was rather surprised to hear that, especially in Atlanta.
Yeah, it is a little shocking. especially with what happened there during the last election in Fulton County. Who, you know, this is, that's Stacey Abrams' land. Maybe she's applying race-based pressure on the radio stations up there not to talk about to conservatives and people who care about the Constitution. You know, wouldn't be outside of the thought process for a Marxist like Stacey Abrams to apply pressure in a disingenuous way to people who actually facilitate free speech. Wouldn't shock me in the least. And that's another example. We're talking about this right off the air. It's another example of Democrats shoving someone that the people rejected down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
She lost.
Yep.
And what do the Democrats do? They hold her up as a standard bearer. Stop. Why do Democrats do this? Why do they take the losers and make them important? When the people say no, these people are supposed to go home.
Here's what I heard the other day. Joe Biden says that he's going to appoint a black female judge to the Supreme Court, correct?
Yeah, well, he's a diversity guy.
Now, that being said, I said no, he wouldn't, would he? He wouldn't, would he? He wouldn't appoint Stacey Abrams, would he?
Nobody'd appoint Stacey Abrams' sister.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and as we saw how the nepotism works in that family during the last election, that's a very gigantic possibility because Mr. Biden doesn't think that far outside of the box.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Arizona audit will be ending, if not today, this weekend. The hand recount is expected to end this week. We've heard a lot of interesting stuff about what may or may not be going on, but there's going to be more of this coming, including Georgia, I understand.
Well, and you've got representatives, Republican representatives from around the country going down there to see what's going on, how they're doing it, how they're handling it, how it's being executed. That's an interesting sign. Now, the outcome of these recounts, while it can prove that malfeasance took place, even to a point where it could flip the election, we need to remember, everyone, that the Electoral College is the structure that elects the president and the vice president of the United States, not the popular vote. You know, we would have to go through some intense contortions to be able to overrule this election. And because when the states certify electors and they go to the Electoral College, while they don't usually do it, the elector gets to vote their conscience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea that we could have these audits and find the votes and overturn this election. We need to stop thinking that way because it examples a gross misunderstanding of how our election process works. The Electoral College has spoken, and that's why January 6th was such a catastrophe for people on the right. We needed it to be orderly, and we needed the objections to go forward. Once it became unruly on January 6th, we lost the ability for the people who were going to stand up and object at the Electoral College. They caved. Mm-hmm. That's why what happened on January 6th was such a bad, bad deal for the right.
Mm-hmm. Now, disgraced former Democratic lawmaker Anthony Weiner has
You said Weiner.
Yeah, I did say Weiner, and I said it on purpose. Has rejoined the app linked to his underage sexting scandal that he got into called Confide. He's back on that again.
Unbelievable. And the Tubin dude is back over at CNN after masturbating on Zoom.
I heard
what,
that.
What is?
I don't know.
What is with Democrat? What is with Democrat guys not being able to keep it in their pants?
And
needing to actually document it.
I heard that interview with that anchor that was asking him about that, and it was unbelievable.
And let's remember, Allison Camerota she used to work over at Fox and said the atmosphere over there was so masculine, had toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
and I couldn't take it anymore, so I went over to CNN, and now I'm laughing about a guy who pulled his
Yeah.
Hunts them out on Zoom.
Yeah. By the way,
you know, how disingenuous are the kids?
By the way, have you heard about Facebook and their ad campaign now that they're urging their Facebook workers to keep Trump off the platform permanently? They're actually advertising it.
Boy, I guess they're going against their appeals board or whatever, because he was supposed to be gone for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was behaving himself and not being a threat, then he was supposed to be reinstated. So if they change their mind again, you know, it's time for Facebook to get a good, powerful punch in the chops.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this arrogance level over there with Twitter and Facebook, the arrogance level of these people when it comes to the spirit of the First Amendment is egregious to the nth degree. We live as Americans executing our lives in the spirit of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We have those points documented so government is put on notice, but we live free speech. We live making sure that there's no unreasonable search and seizure. We live that every day. Facebook and Twitter, these corporations have decided they're not going to live within the boundaries of the First Amendment, and they hide behind the fact that they're private corporations. That's not supposed to be. We're supposed to be living in the spirit of free speech. So they're violating that. They're violating our rights as Americans. It shouldn't need to be codified in law, because that's what America is.
Well, something else what America is I want to commend the people that attended the New York Islanders-Boston Bruins hockey game the other night, because the microphone for the national anthem singer failed. And while she was in midstream, they picked up the chorus, and just about everybody in the building sang the national anthem together, including some of the players down on the ice, and it was a beautiful thing to see.
Absolutely, and that's what it should be.
Yep.
The spirit of what our nation is much, much bigger than any special interest group. It's what makes us all one. All these different people, ibus unum, all different people from all different walks of life working to create a more perfect union. They didn't say a perfect union, or nobody's perfect. We're human, but at least we should strive to be more perfect every single day. And the government should be striving to be more perfect 100% of the time. But don't divide us by race. Don't try to divide us because of the color of our skin and then say, well, you're all divided and everything's unequal. No, we're all Americans. Government is failing us. It's time for you to get back on there and start executing government in a good manner instead of a political manner, so that we can be proud to be Americans again. Right now, you know, with Joe Biden overseas, and I'm not keeping my head up high saying the United States government is the best on the planet, because right now it's not.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a spirited conversation. I appreciate you sticking around, and we're going to do it again on Monday morning. So stay low up there, and stay out of trouble if you can, please.
Stay low, my friend. I'll give you a shot.
All right. Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, UndergroundUSA.com. He has a podcast up there. He also writes great articles that you'll be able to see, and they'll be around the country on different websites, too. All right, coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback. And good morning to everybody in the chat room. Good morning to George. Hope you're doing fine. I'll be right back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there, and she is in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight, and thanks for being that watchman on the wall for us. We appreciate everything you guys and girls do up there. Now, let's not forget that this portion of the program, the final segment of the program, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that won't do it. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And remember also that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. The number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Save yourself some money and maybe get a free ride in the back room to get some of that great pastries that they have there. All right, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone is with us. Good morning, Patrick Hyland.
Morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
lots going on in the sports world. But we'll talk about what happened up in New York there in the Islanders game.
I was so proud to be an American. I didn't see the game, but I did see the replay, and I saw what they did. And it was just unbelievable, and kudos to the fans up there. I've been in that stadium, okay, so I'm not surprised they did this. And we're not talking New York City, New York City. These are the rural folks out on Long Island.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they got up, the girls' microphone didn't work, singing the national anthem, and they all joined in and started singing along with her, and they drowned her out.
Yeah, it shows we still have some patriotism in this great country of ours, and we need to keep that up. We need to get back to that. It's easy to be negative. Let's keep positive.
And you know what was great to see? The hockey players. The hockey players singing the national anthem right there, like they're along with her.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Well, those guys, most of the hockey players, Captain, you know, and even though they're Swedish guys, they grow up on the farm. They grow up in the Midwest. They grow up in the cold. they know tough work, blue-collar guys. That's why hockey is a very interesting sport, you know. Mm-hmm. These guys work together, work hard. It's your last All-American sport, if you really think about it, and it's become international now, and Canada's always been popular, so... The Lightning are going to, you know, start the series up against the Islanders. So it's going to be a great series. New York is playing some great hockey right now. Back in the day, the Islanders were the talk of the town.
Yes, they were.
Posted on the front pages back in the 70s. So, I'm sure the fans up there are really happy. They haven't really had a winner in a while for a lot of sports. So,
how about the college football playoff now that might be going to 12 teams?
Yeah, I think 8's plenty. I'm not really a fan of 12. 4's too few, but I wouldn't have a problem with 8. And, and let these kids play, you know, one less game. I'm kind of watching the Patsy game, you know, the homecoming game, the money game, Captain. You know, we bring in a college that's really like playing a trip, you know, double-A team in pro baseball. Come on now. Let's not have those games. 62-7 finals. That's not exciting. So eliminate those games. Let's go to expansion on the college football playoff and make the games more exciting. I just think that'd be the best. So college football's realizing that also need to move up and try to make it like the NCAA a basketball tournament. The more teams, the merrier. I'm excited about it. Go ahead.
How about the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, Dak Prescott? Does he look like he's ready to go?
I think so, Captain. You know, horrific injury he had, but he's hasn't hit the big 3-0 yet. It seems to be age after 30. It's tougher to rebound from an injury. And he's been rehabbing, they say, and he's a tough kid. I remember him at Mississippi State. He said this kid could be a good pro quarterback. He's a good one. And I hope he can do something with the Cowboys this year to make it exciting. Yeah, baby. Here's in Dallas playing this year. It'll be exciting.
And then you got Julio Jones up there in Nashville. And he says that he's feeling strong, that he's in great shape, and we'll see where that goes.
Well, he just feels... Tennessee has a better shot to make the playoffs in the Super Bowl than Atlanta right now. And we're going to find out if that's true or not. Tennessee has been on the verge of making it happen. The biggest thing is the offensive coordinator for Atlanta now is out there in Tennessee. That's another reason he went there, Captain. So we'll see if Hill or the Titans can make it happen up there. And they have a great season because they have a great game with Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and the Kansas City Chiefs lost their offensive lineman, Howie Long's son, Kyle Long, for the season with a knee injury.
Very sad. Going to OTAs. Yeah, if their offensive line protects Patrick Mahomes, they're the best team in the National Football League. But when he doesn't get the protection and you can harass him, then, you know, they turn into just a good football team. So that's going to be their biggest thing. People don't realize that a lot. Matt, your offensive line really dictates a lot. You can have great athletes, but if they don't have time to throw the ball or open up the holes for the running backs to run the ball, they're not going anywhere. So,
yeah.
Let's talk about the superstars. Those guys have been some superstars and heroes of the football team. So,
Yeah, and just for good measure, last-ditch effort to get the Major League Baseball game put back in Atlanta, Georgia, a Manhattan federal judge said, nope, not going to happen.
Ridiculous. So much money lost over just something that just
at least $100 million, and in my opinion, Major League Baseball should have to pay everybody that was signed up to do that, all the vendors, every dime of what they put in there.
No, you're right, Captain. Speaking of baseball, the Rays, best record in baseball, playing some great baseball right now.
The Rays.
And they're doing it as a team, man. That's what it's all about. But, yeah, back to that All-Star, Captain, just got to say something. You know, we need to stop this. I mean, it's sports. It's not politics. We don't have to politicize every doggone thing we do. I mean, it just last time, Captain, oh, it's okay. Send guns in. Okay. Guess what? You better have your driver's license and a way to check you out, because if not, it's not going to happen. We shouldn't be doing that with voting.
Oh, well, your phone chopped up a little bit there, but we're going to have to let you go. And
right,
we will
Captain,
talk to you on Monday morning, and maybe I'll see you Sunday.
Sounds good. Everybody have a great and blessed weekend.
All right. Patrick Kion, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. And you'll hear his show on my flagship station here Sunday mornings at 11. And by the way, they also, and that's Eastern time, by the way, they also have a Facebook page. If you want to go follow them on Facebook, it's the Sports Zone, just the Sports Zone. All right. And now, here's what Patrick Hyland does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Now, look, I want to finish by saying tomorrow I'll be in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds for the big Two Guys Gun and Knife show up there. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, concealed carry class, 2 o'clock, and I'll be there from about 9 to 2. Now, I also want to mention the Democrats' cancel culture has reached our revered institution, namely the military. And it's really pathetic to see that. Because after the 2016 election, the Democrats made a covenant, which it was to never lose another election. And they've been trying everything they can to get that done. And if they could get this SB1 through, it would pretty much give them the driver's seat for the rest of the political tenure, as long as anybody would be alive. It's just that simple. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. They can't get good people, and I use the word good because of what he's done, like Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema to come over to the dark side, along with Angus King. Can't get him to come to the dark side. So that's a good one for us, and we'll see if we can keep it that way. But keep the pressure on your senators, the pressure on your congressmen. Don't be afraid to call them. Same thing with your state legislators and your county reps. Let them know who you are. Get in their ears on the telephone, and if not, go see them in person. All right, I'll be back tonight for the weekend edition. In the meantime, have a great, great, great.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.